on this Monday. We'll check the weather forecast now with Mark Russo. He's at Brisk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
I'd like to hop around the globe just a bit today. We'll start in South America, I think maybe in Rio Grande do Sul. It appears they're drying out, but I don't know what that really means. Can you give me some indications?
Sure. As we look at rainfall over the past 2 to 3 weeks, rainfall has been pretty limited. Most areas of the state of Rio Grande do Sul in southern Brazil have received less than 50% of their normal rainfall. And so with still some sensitivities there, that has become the focus of attention here at this time. As we look out for the next couple of weeks, the next opportunity for more significant rain in Rio Grande do Sul is going to be coming up late this week on Friday night into Saturday. That looks to be more of a moderate event with totals ranging anywhere from 10 to 15 millimeters or about half an inch on the lighter end to close to an inch or 25 millimeters on the higher side. So it looks like a moderate opportunity for some improvement, but the better rains actually look to be in week two. There will be a one frontal passage coming through early next week that will be followed by another frontal passage late next week. And overall, next week looks to be the best opportunity for much more higher totals, bigger coverage across areas of Rio Grande do Sul. So we do see an overall improving pattern, but again, that really doesn't begin to kick in until late this week with an even the better opportunities next week.
All right. From there, we'll skip past Australia, but put it in context as it relates to the wheat crop on the planet. Oftentimes we think about Argentina and Australia and the southern hemisphere wheat crop, but the bulk of the wheat has grown in the northern hemisphere in any given year. And most of that comes out of Europe and then parts of Eastern Europe and into Eurasia. What are conditions like for that crop?
Kind of a variable situation there. It's been pretty active and stormy across northern and northwest Europe. So crops such as in the UK and northern France and in northern Germany, very stormy with above normal precipitation over the next couple of weeks. For areas of the Black Sea wheat belt, we've seen improvement in recent weeks. And so for the wheat areas in Ukraine and Russia, their soil moisture is currently adequate. Where it's lacking right now is actually Southwest Europe and Spain, and that extends into North Africa, and which shows no sign of really improving here coming up. So that is the focus of attention, at least from a dryness standpoint. It's North Africa and Spain.
Finally, back here in the United States, it's been a little turbulent. I noticed that over the weekend, at least in my part of the world, it's going to be really cold. Can you tell me about conditions?
Yeah, with the pattern here across the U.S., especially here in the Midwest, still a general warm bias pattern for the next couple of weeks. The exception is actually going to be coming up late this week. Wednesday on into Thursday and Friday, there's going to be a brief shot of cold that's actually going to be accompanied, or at least on the leading edge of it, be accompanied by some snow. So we are going to go into a brief period of colder than normal temperatures here in Illinois and the Midwest. Don't see that as being threatening to any kind of winter crops. Once we get into this weekend or late in the weekend next week, then temperatures quickly warm back up. So bottom line is still no sign of any extreme cold. And then from a storminess standpoint, it looks like much of the southern U.S. still stays on the active side from now through basically the end of the month.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse from Chicago, Illinois.